Did you mind say like, 你好中国 to Chinese, to say hello to Chinese fans, your fans, you have so many fans in China now, because they believe you will be next Devin Booker, so did you mind say 你好中国
你好 how you say
你好中国
你好 what?
中国 China.
中国
Thank you.
你好中国
中国 yeah.Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Now at the combine, you're talking about how you want to show these teams. You can do more than just shoot, defense, things like that, toughness. How do you feel like you accomplished that in the workouts and that?
I definitely think I did that. I think a lot of teams were able to see what I could do with the ball in my hands, coming off pick and rolls and things like that. So I thought I shot it well and just overall played really well in the workouts.
You came to Kentucky with moments like this, you know, to get drafted high. Have you been able to reflect on your choice and just how excited are you that you were able to make the choice and that you're here now?
Looking back at it, I definitely thought I made the right choice. I knew at the beginning of this process, you know, a lot of people had me probably late first round, early second round. I think I knew once I was done with the workouts, my stock would rise. So I think it's risen definitely over the last couple of weeks, and I'm excited to see where I go.
He might cry. He doesn't know how he's going to react when he hears his name called tomorrow night. For you personally, what do you think your emotions are going to be like when you're ready for your
call? I'm not really too sure either. I think it's going to be a blessing. I'm extremely happy just to be able to hear my name called. No matter what team or city I go to, I'm just going to be excited and happy to go there and get ready to get to work.
This whole experience, just coming to New York, being here, being in the national media, how special is this? I know it's early, but how special is this?
Yeah, it's a dream come true, just being out here in New York, surrounded by great players. It's just a dream come true to be able to be out here and spend time with different players and the fans and media and things like that.
Is there a certain team that you worked out for that you really seemed to gel with?
Not really. Just every team was a good fit for me, and whatever team I go to, I'll be able to adjust, and I'll be happy.
And Kentucky's got such a great history, obviously, with draft picks, and Cal get you guys ready. So to be a part of that kind of Kentucky contingent that continues to roll in the NBA, what's that been like being part of that program?
It's been amazing just to have the opportunity to be a part of it. Just continuing to get the success. Yeah, just to get the success, obviously, that each Kentucky player's had and how Cal gets everybody ready. So, just a great opportunity.
Did you work out with any teams more than once?
No.
So we obviously talked to you in Boston. What have you thought of kind of all the current changes that are coming their way? Does that give you a sense like there's more opportunity potentially there for a rookie than there might have been?
Yeah, I think obviously there's Danny Ainge, and he's a great, obviously he knows what he's doing, so he's making the right moves, and we'll see what happens tomorrow.
What kind of stood out in that meeting for you?
They're just a great organization. There's a great feel there. They didn't tell me everything that I'm good at. They told me some things they want me to work on and things like that. So, I'd be happy to go there for sure.
How'd you shoot the ball in your workouts?
I thought I shot it really well.